So let's do again. We're learning Kiddushin this year. The Masechta begins, there are three ways to create Kiddushin, either Kesef or Shtar or Bia. When you do Kiddushin Kesef, you can either give Kesef or Shoveh Kesef. So how much Kesef, what's the minimum amount of Kesef that you have to give? Is a Machlekes Bisham and Bisil. So Bisil will say, Pruta, that's a Dina Kola Tarakula. There's a Mishnah Perek HaZohov that the Gemara quotes here, part of the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes on Yud Aleph on the base. Quotes. All the dinim that depend on a pruta. Oh no, it's not quoted here. Quoted in Shavuos, Daf Lametes on the base on the Gemara. Chomish pruta saying there are five dinim that depend on a Shavuot pruta. So Bisilul is normal. How much is a pruta? How much is a pruta? So we learned already when we started the Masechta. We learned the Gemara on Yud Beis Amid Aleph, the first white line. Sever Av Yosef Lameima, right after the two dots. Av Yosef mistakenly thought Ahav Amina that Pruta Kaldahu, whatever is the smallest coin in the monetary system in that given country, that's called a Pruta. It's not true. And he proves that it's not true. We wouldn't say that in America the penny is considered a Pruta. Years ago the Pruta used to be less than a penny, and now Pruta is more than a penny. So the Gemara shows that Rav Yosef's Havamin is not correct. It's just a Salkadaita, it's not correct. So what is a pruta? So the Gemara never explains. So the Gemara leaves it hanging. So that's what we don't have any riff on Bchairis. So the Ramban wrote the Hilchas Bchairis. He wrote, just like the riff wrote a kitzur of all the other Masichtas that are Negel Aloche. So the Ramban wrote a kitzur of Maseches Bchairis. That's to the extent that it's Negel Aloche. So in the Perek, next to the last Perek, deals with the laws of Pidyon HaBen. In Maseches Bchairis, Perakal HaBchair. So the Ramban quotes there a tradition from the Gaonim, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridea Shinhei, similar about Pidyon HaBen, and it's quoted in Ebenezer when they talk about how much the Shivui HaKsuba is. Masayim Zuz is 50 Shkolim, so how much is that? So they quote the tradition from the Gaonim, Mishkol Chatzi Sora Kesev Zokuk, the value of so much silver. If you put silver on one side of this scale and you put chatzi sahora on the other side of the scale, you have an average sized barley grain. You have to have millions and millions of barley grains in order to see what's an average sized barley grain, thousands of barley grains. So when you cut a barley grain in half, that the weight of a half a barley grain, mishko chatzi sahora, kesev zokim, on the other one side of the scale you put the half a barley grain, the other side you put pure silver, specks of silver, powder of silver, so the value of that silver is a pruta. How much is that? So that's what they worked out. If you read the Gemara here, the Gemara tells you, like in America, you have 5 pennies and a nickel, and 2 nickels and a dime, and a quarter is 25 cents, half a dollar is 50 cents, and a dollar is 100 pennies. See, the Gemara gives you the whole system. You have putyonim and isorim and Musmeisen and Kuntreken and a whole bunch of things over here, and you'd base them at Aleph. So if you just read the whole calculation, so the Rashi explains, just plain arithmetic, the Kuf Tzarek base Prutas and a Dinar. That's a Rashi on Yud base on Aleph. Just plain arithmetic, 192 Prutas in one Dinar. There are 4 dinarim in a shekel, in a sela. Shekel and a sela is the same thing. And a Dinar and a Zuz is the same thing. So there, if you multiply 192 by 4, that's how many prutas there are in one sela, and you multiply that by 5, that's pidyon haben is 5 shkolim. So 192 times 4 times 5 is equal to 3840. I think we once multiplied it in class, and everybody agreed that that's 3840. So so the Chazon Ish worked it out. And the stipler, the brother-in-law of the Chazon Ish, has a whole sefer called Shiurim Shel Torah, a thin little sefer, all the Shiurim, Kazayis, Kebetz, and Tvachim, and Amos, and everything. So he has about the kesef, also about the money. So he says it's 90, we assume it's 96 grams of pure silver. There are those that disagree, but the Mikra Din is 96 grams, and the minig is that you give 100 grams. Some insist that you have to give 101 grams. They don't agree with the 96 grams. So the Mikra Din, if you'll assume it's 96 grams of pure silver, so that's the equivalent of 3840 prutas. If Pidyon HaBen would have been $38.40, then a pruta would have been 1 penny. So years ago, 96 grams of pure silver was less. significantly less than $38.40. And now it's significantly more than $38.40. So years ago it used to be less than a penny, and now it's in between 1 and 2 pennies. Okay. What is a mo'o? A mo'o? Here, what does it say? If you look in the Brisa, the Tanya, right in the middle of Yud Beis Amalat, Mem Ayin Hei Mo'o, Shnei Punyonim, Punyon Shnei Yisorim. There are 2 Punyonim in a Mo'o, and there are 2 Yisorim in a Punyon, so there are 4 Yisorim in a Mo'o. Then, Yisor Shnei Musmeisim, and Musmeis is Shnei Puntrek, and Kuntrek is Shnei Prutas. So let's just multiply, just plain arithmetic. There are 2 Prutas in a Kuntrek, and there are 2 Kuntrek in a Masmeis, so there are 4 Prutas in a Masmeis. Then the 2 Musmeisim in an Yisor, that's 8, because you multiply 4 times 2 is 8. Then the 2 Yisorim in a Punyon, that's 16. And the 2 Punyonim in a Mo'o, that's 32. So the 32, by just plain arithmetic, there are 32 Prutas in a Mo'o. What's the relevance of that? There's a Mishnah in Shavuos. Here, the second line from the top on Yud Aleph on the base. The Gemara quotes, Perk Shavuos HaDayanim. Shavuos HaDayanim. Shavuos HaDayanim. What do you have? How many Shavuos Deraisa are there? How many? In Didi Mamun, it says, the Shavuos HaShomrim. Okay, that's a different story. But leaving out the Shavuos HaShomrim story, what are the real Shavuos Deraisa? Shavuos HaDechot. Shavuos Moedim HaMikzas. So the Mishnah says, Shavuos HaDayanim, Moedim HaMikzas. Why does it say shtei kesef in the cave, or why does it say shnei kesef? The answer is because mo'o is the cave, and dinar is loshen zachar. So the fact that the Gemara calls it, that's where Rashi and Tosafot point at. The fact that the Gemara calls it, Mishnah calls it shtei kesef, means that it's 2 mo'o kesef. So 1 mo'o kesef, we just said, is 36 prutas. Shtei mo'o kesef is 64 prutas. So 32 times 2 is 64. So 64 prutas is shtei mo'o kesef. So for the purpose of moedah b'miktsas, if I say you owe me a nickel, use your moedah that you owe me 2 cents, and you don't owe me the 3 cents, so that's not a shvuos moedah b'miktsas. In order to have a shvuos moedah b'miktsas, I have to be taver you much more. How much? So that's a machlokes taisvus here, this long taisvus on Yud Aleph on the days, just quoting, first half of the taisvus just quotes Rashi, ad kan lashonah. Half of the Tosafot just called Rashi for the first 25 lines or so. Then after that comes the Tosafot. So Tosafot there quotes a Gemara Shavuos Lamed Tes on the base. You see in the first white line in Tosafot. It says, Perek Shavuos Adel, Lamed Tes on the base, and more has a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. So usually when there's Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, usually, Ilchus Kerabi Yisuri Ukushmuel Bedine. Usually, Ruba de Ruba, in the next generation, few generations later, when they voted out of Paschal Halacha, so most of the time they voted like Rabbi Nissen Ehet, and they voted like Shmuel and Didi Mominus. The Gemara tells in Bob Mitzian Daf Pehei that when Rabbi Shmuel were learning by Rabbi Yudah Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, they both decided they have to go to Bogol to establish big yeshivas. There's a big mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but there's a big mitzvah to provide chutz laaretz with Rabbanim also. So Rabbi Shmuel picked themselves up and they left. And they left, the boat was leaving, so they said both left at 2 different times. So Rab got smicha, that's why he's called Rab. That wasn't his name. His name was Abba. And Shmuel, the boat was about to leave, every day something else came up, and he never got smicha. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yudah Nasi felt very upset about that, why he wasn't able to give smicha to Shmuel. He didn't stay on longer because the boat was leaving, so he left. So he never got smicha. Once you're in Chutz Lartz, you can't get smich. Smich is only chal if they're both in Eretz Yisrael. The masmech and the one is receiving the smich both have to be in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says that the Rabbi Yudah Nasi felt very upset about that. Then someone told him, "Don't worry." That's what it says in Sefer Shaladim Arishon. That it says, "Zeh Sefer told the Sodom in the beginning of Bereishis." Zeh Sefer told the Sodom. The Gemara says it does mean that the Bible is a history book on mankind. If the history book on mankind is very poorly written, Emukta Mamrucha, but everything is out of order. That's not what it means. The Torah is to teach us how to act in life. So I say, if it told us all, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed admiration, Dor Dabba Dorsha, Dor Dabba Chachama, Dor Dabba Sofra, how the Torah will develop over the years and how mankind will develop. And everything, a lot of the things were determined from the very beginning. So the Gemara says Rabbi Ranasi wasn't familiar with this, but someone who was aware, the days of Rabbi Yudah Nasi told him, that's what it says in Sefer Shaladim Arishon. They're going to be two rabbanim, big talmid chachamim. Rab is going to get smicha, and Shmuel is not going to get smicha. Shmuel's got to be known as Shmuel Yarchino, as an astronomer, as a doctor, whatever. He's everything, but he's not going to have smicha. So did he lose out by that? The fact that he didn't have smicha, he had a big. Rab had a big yeshiva. Shmuel had a big yeshiva. So the Marsha, not Gemara, says that the reason why we pass on like Rab and he said the Heter is because Rab got the smicha. I don't understand what that means. I don't know. It's more the reason why Min Hashemayim Rab got the smicha is going to pass on like Rab. He passed because he has smicha. He passed if the majority agree with him. The din is like Shmuel and din Mamnas usually. Here the din is like Rab. This is an exception to the rule. Even though usually Hilchas and Kishmol the din Hilchas and Kerabi is Suri. We usually pass like Rav, and usually we pass like Shmuel. Dinim Mamnes. This is Shaila Dinim Mamnes. But they have a Shvur Deraisa. How much money you have to be Taveh? What's the Tvir? Here the Gemara says the din is like Rav. The din is not like Shmuel. What's the Machloek is Rav and Shmuel? So Shmuel is of the opinion. That's the opinion we don't accept. Shmuel is of the opinion. Shtei more Kesev is 64 Prutas. Because one more Kesev is 32 Prutas. You just did the plain arithmetic. So the Tviya, I have to say, you owe me 64 prutas. Then you have to be moida b'miktzas and kaifa b'miktzas. So if you're moida in one pruta and you kaifa in 63 prutas, or you're moida in 63 prutas, you kaifa in one pruta, as long as the hoidah is a minimum of a pruta, and the kfira should be a minimum of a pruta, we're fighting about a pruta, and then the Tviya has to begin, the dintar has to begin, with a Tviya of 64 prutas, so Shmuel is of the opinion that there's a Shvur deraisa for that. And we don't paskin like Shmuel, we paskin like Rav. That what? That the Taina, when it says Shvur sadayon, the Taina shtei kesef, the Taina means the Taina on which you're going to swear. The Tviya has to be a minimum of 65 prutas. And you have to be moida at least one pruta and kofer 64 prutas. If I'm to bear you 100 prutas, and you're moida 50, and you're kaifer 15, the shvur is going to be about the 50 that you're kaifer, there's not going to be a shvur deraisa. There won't be a shvur deraisa there. And there are differences, the Gemara says, between a shvur deraisa and shvur derabban. Four differences. We once spoke about a chamisha. In Shulchan Aruch they have the sma makes a rosh hatevis. There are chamisha differences, and he only lists off four. So he says, no, it's a pun. Chamisha is a Rosh Yitevitz, Ches Mem Shinei. And he borrowed that from Koshal Brochem. When you bench Mezuman, you're supposed to have a Koshal Brochem. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. There are Chamisha, Dinim, and Koshal Brochem, but there are only four. So Chamisha is a Rosh Yitevitz, Chai Moli Shtifa Hadocha. Shtifa Hadocha, you have to rinse it out the inside and the outside, and the wine should be Chai, whatever that means. And Moli, the Kosh should be filled to the top. So just like they made such a gimmick, Chamisha Dinim, Nembra, but Koshal Brochem, the Mechaba has that. Chamisha is a Rosh Yitevis of the four dinim. So the Sma writes also that there are four differences between the Shur Deraisa and Shur Derabbanan makes a Rosh Yitevis Chamisha. Yeah.
Why can't we assume the argument would be whether you need a Shua and what come out would just be the technical how much mamon it is to require a Shua and it would be a Isser Veta?
The what?
And we should define it as Isser Veta because they're arguing what requires a Shua and mamon is only just a qualification for how much it is to require a Shua.
I mean, maybe it's any mamonis. Maybe it's Issa
Veheter. And then it would follow the rule.
That's a different kind of a shvur. A guy takes a shvur who won't eat potato chips, he won't eat cookies. That's a shvur of Issa Veheter. But yeah, this shvur is a din imamina shvur, a din Torah. The Bezin says if you swear you put, if you don't swear you have to, if you don't want to swear you pay. It's a shvur of din imamina, I think. I think it's called din imamina. I think we assume that this is an exception to the rule. Mar says the reason why is because Rava says that the Mishnayos seem to support Rav. Mishnayos seem to read like Rav's opinion. Because the Mishnah says, Hatayna shtei kesef, v'ha-hoidoh shove pruta. Never says, ha-kfira shove pruta. According to Shmuel, hoidoh has to be a minimum shove pruta, the kfira has to be a minimum of a shove pruta, and the taina should begin with 64 prutas, and then you can have 1 as opposed to 63, you can have 10 as opposed to 54, you can have 32 and 32, you can have whatever arrangement you want, as long as the Hador is the Shavu Pruta and the Kfir is the Shavu Pruta. But the Mishnah never says it. Mishnah says, Atayna Shtekes Vahaydor Shavu Pruta, never says the Kfir is the Shavu Pruta. The Rabbi says there in Shavuos on Daf Lametes on the base, the simple reading of the Mishnah is both the Mishnah and Shavuos HaDayanim and the Mishnah in the end of Perek Hazav, Chamish Pruta saying, that's where the Gemara quotes that Mishnah and Hazav. Chamish Pruta saying, there are five dinim, that's five, it's not four. The five dinim, Kiddush Ishen, Kinyan Karkan, Pinyan Hegdish, Pinyan Maisa Sheni, there are really five things, it's not a Rashi Tehda. There are five dinim that depend on Hazav. So the Mishnah never said Hakfira. Shavu Pruta said, sounds better like Rav, that the a taina shtei kesa means the taina that is kofer is 64 prutas, but the tviya has to be 65 prutas. He's more than one pruta and he's kofer and 64. So that's the shvur derais. Fine. So that's relevant. How much is amor? Amor is 32 prutas, and shtei kesa means 64 prutas, and that's relevant for the shvurs made in mitzvahs. That's in chosh mishpat. You only have a shvur derais if he was to weigh him a minimum of 65 prutas. And he's more than one prut, and he's kofer on 64 prutas, then you have a shvur deraisa. Fine. That is a mo'o. How much is a dinner? So dinner is the same thing as a zuz. There are four zuzim in a shekel. It says in the Chumash that if someone is ba'anis and mafata, a single girl, pei chamishim shekel kesef. And the Mishnah is talking about chamishim shekel kesef. And then it says kesef yishkol kemohar habesuvas. He has to pay chamishim shekel kesef, which corresponds to what was normally given as the ksuba. That's the machlokes ha'tanaim. The Chumash seems to be recommending that everyone has a ksuba of 50 shkolim. So some tanaim are of the opinion that ksuba deraisa. Some of the Rishonim paskin like that, the ksuba deraisa. We paskin ksuba lav deraisa. This was a practice bizman batan Torah by the Goyim. They used to give a ksuba of chamishim shekel kesef, which corresponded to masayim zuz. So we paskin the ksuba lav deraisa. But the ksuba of a besula is masayim zuz. The man was ma'anus and mafata her. So when she's going to get married to someone else, she's not going to get a ksuba. She's not going to get a ksuba of masayim zuz. They only gave a ksuba of masayim zuz to a girl who was a besula. But because he's mafsed her, by his being ma'anus and mafata, he's mafsed her, the chamishim shekel kesef, masayim zuz. So that's why he has to pay her that masayim zuz. So that's that led to the machlokes ha'tanaim. Does it mean to say, do you mean to say in that pasuk ksuba deraisa? No. We pass from ksuba lav deraisa. So that's the masayim zuz is the same as chamishim shekel kesef, because there are four zuzim in a shekel. That's the same thing a dinar. Four dinarim in a shekel. So how much is one dinar? So one dinar, Rashi wrote, just plain arithmetic, kuf tari beis prutas in a dinar. 192 prutas in a dinar. So the Mishnah, the opening Mishnah has, a man is our meaning is when mekadosh b'kesef, or our meaning is when mekadosh b'shove kesef. To Shulchan Aruch, the Pesachim Tshuva quotes from the Mordechai that the meaning is we don't even mekadosh b'kesef, we don't mekadosh b'shtar, we're not allowed to be mekadosh b'bia, and the meaning is we don't use kesef, we don't give cash, we give dafke something which is shove kesef. So how much shove kesef does it has to be worth? So they still on the rub the opinion pruto, like a chomish pruto saying, kolatarkol, everything depends on a minimum of a pruto, and the pruto is the value of mishkol chatzisora kesef zakuk, pure silver. And Beshamai held no, the minimum amount you need for kiddushin is a dinar, 192 prutas. Would they get that gematria? Kolatarkol, everything is a pruto. They said Beshamai also agree, everything is pruto. Where did they come off to say 192 prutas? So that's the Gemara that we're up to on the few. The Gemara has three different explanations, and one of them has two variations. So there are four explanations. One version is that it's a din deraisa with two mahalchim. How did they become a din deraisa? One version is it's a din b'derabbanan. Then the third version is it's an umdinan. Yeah, the din b'derabbanan. Oh, here it is. Yud aleph min aleph. Yud aleph min aleph. Why did Beishamai say that you need a dinner? Kol ha-terukula d'shiritz ha-shavar pruto. So the Gemara is going to give all these explanations here. And you'd base them at Aleph on the last narrow line before the lines become wide. Rava Omar, Rava says, Hainatam de Beishamai, Shalayhu ben Yisrael, kehefker. It's a takonim de rabbanim. The rabbis instituted. Minatar Beisilil agree with Beishamai. Beishamai agree with Beisilil. Menatar Kiddushin is Bepruta. But it looks embarrassing. It's a cheapening the Benoist Yisrael that you get yourself a wife or a Pruta. So they made a Takana de Rabbanon that Shalahu Benoist Kefka. It shouldn't look bizarre. What right? What do you mean? Menatar Menas, Menkadosh Adisha, he and she both agree. He gives her a Pruta, five Prutas, ten Prutas, anything less than 192 Prutas, is good men atar, no good men the rabbon. What do you mean? We allow the girl to go marry someone else? So the answer is, that's what the Gemara says in other places. That's what Rava says. It's a takana men the rabbon. Then the first Gemara on Yud Aleph and Med Aleph, the first Gemara, my tamei de bishamai, about 10 lines from the top, Amar Rav Zeira, he says that it's a psychological umdina. She wants to marry him. There's das kiddushim, but there's no, that's what we call smichas das. She agrees to marry him, but she doesn't, she probably will not agree to marry him for less than 192 prutas. That's a prisas hakovit. That's a psychological umdina. Bishama made a psychological umdina. Psychological umdin. So that's what Rav Zeira says. Then the Gemara says, Amalei Abayisera, he picks on him. Elamiyata, what about Kigobansa, the Rav Yana? He was a very wealthy man. The Kaptar Anavshayu, they're very pitcher-richer, they're very makbid. They would never agree to get married unless the boy will give them three kavim of dinarim, much more than one dinar. Much more than one dinner. So Beishama, I say dinner. Chanami means to say the poshta yod of the kibla. If one of the bansei the Rav Yana, one of the daughters of Rav Yana, will stretch a hand out, the poshta yod of the kibla, chad zuza, if she'll agree to accept one dinner, one zuza is one dinner, the same thing. Chanami do lahavi kiddushin. You're telling me that the reason for Beishamai is a psychological umdin. Psychological umdin is not the same by everybody. By Bansa de Rav Yanai, they won't agree to get married for less than three kavim, full, three pocketbooks full of dinarim. Amalei, Sir Abzeira says, you're wrong. In that case, Pashtiyoda, the Kibla law come in. I'm not talking about a case of Pashtiyoda. She sees what he's giving her. If it's in the daytime and he's giving her the kiddushin directly, upon him, and she sees, she agrees to marry him, she marches down the aisle, gives her hariat mekudesh eslin, gives her a dinner. So obviously, even though she's a wealthy girl, but she agrees to accept the kiddushin. I'm not talking about such a case. Ki kamina, Reb Zeira says, when do I say that the reason for bishama is that you need a dinner because of psychological umna? Ki kamina, the kitcha belelia, it's dark and she doesn't see what he's giving. Inami the shavi shaliach, so she wasn't even there, so she didn't see. But if she's there and she sees and it's a daytime and she accepts it, the sava vikibo, so then obviously the umdin is that there is a good kiddush. I'm talking about a case, either balailo, so she doesn't see what he's giving her, or the shavi shaliach, so she wasn't even there. Yeah. So Rashi comments over here, that enach enami, Rashi writes, the Shavi Shaliach, the Kabla Kiddushah, Lanim Lach Bodishliach didn't discuss with her Bikama, how much she should accept. Uban said the Rabbi Yanai Nami. Rashi adds on, Ishavu Shaliach, if they would appoint the Shliach to accept the Kiddushah, and the Havi Kiddushah, and the Batarka Bididin. You're right. Just like Beishamai say that every girl there's an umdina, that you need a minimum of a dinner, unless Posh the Yod of the Kibla Kiddushah. If Pashta Yada, so she's masking. So Beishama, I agree with Beishama. If Pashta Yada is good, Shabbat Pruta. Mikra Adin, Beishama, I really agree with Beishama. The whole sheet of Beishama is only Belelia or Shavya Shaliach. And it's, so she can't say she was masking. So then Beishama says it's an umdin, you always need a dinner. Every girl would insist you need a dinner. And if it's Bansa de Rabjana, then you're going to need a Tarkabed a dinner. That's what Rashi says. So Tosis takes issue with Rashi. Tosis quotes the Gemara has a lashon in Kena Sata Devarecha Lashiur. And Tosis makes it that that's a halacha, Nasata Devarecha Lashiur. Those of you who may have read the Rabbi Soloveitchik, when his father passed away, so he delivered a hesped. Then when his uncle Rabbi Avula passed away many years later, so he delivered a hesped on him. And there are a lot of things that are identical between the hesped for the father. Hesped for the uncle, because they were learning the same stuff. So one of the things that he has in the hesped for his father, yeah, what's that called? Hesped for the father is Isha Halacha. That's Isha Lachem. He starts off, he writes, the Musti Yukhna Shalav and Nira Salo Bachalom. That he envisioned Yosef was in base Hamitzri, and Ashes Potiphar wanted him to sin with her, and he visualized his father in the window, and he said he can't sin with her. So that's how he starts off. So people were wondering, the scholars are ready, they're wondering what sin was Ram Soloveitchik about to commit. That no, he's just using an expression. This is a description of his father, the Musta Yuknam, describing his father. That's all. So this is the hesped that he said when his father passed away. So part one of the main themes that he has there is that the idea of the halacha is that the dinim shouldn't be, you have to objectify as much as possible all the halachas. You don't say every din is judged subjectively. Like over here, Nasata the Bechel Ashiurim. Every girl is going to be a different amount. Bansa the Rabbi Anai Rashi says it's going to be Tarkavid Adinri. You have to have three kavim of dinarim. And another girl is going to be one dinar, and then every girl is going to be a different amount. Depends how rich you are, how poor you are. So Tosis says you can't say like that. That's a violation of this overriding principle. Nasata the Bechel Ashiurim. You try to objectify the halacha as much as possible. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva there. Ram Soloveitchik was not happy with it. He didn't say it explicitly, but he used to give this mashal. The Gemara has a dinam. Chal Shabbos Befehesi Dina Ka'akum. So Dina Ka'akum has a lot of ramifications. If he shechts the Amesh, he does an Avela, can't be Mitzar from Tav Minyan, a lot of Nafkeminas. So Moshe Feinstein writes, we used to be Jews. I remember when I was growing up, the Hashkama Minyan was for the people who had to go to work on Shabbos. So they davened by the first Minyan and made Kiddush. And they ate and they benched and they davened in shul shachar and they went to work. They had no choice. They went to work. Got to make a parnasa. There was no way to make a parnasa. At that time, everybody worked on Saturday, Sunday. They had all 6 days a week. They worked. Now it's not such a big sign. So Moshe Feinstein says, "How can you say mechal Shabbos dina ka'akum?" He davens and he says kiddush and everything. It doesn't apply in such a case. Rashi says on chulin daf hey, the reason why mechal Shabbos b'chesi dina ka'akum. Because obviously he doesn't believe in the story of creation. He doesn't believe in God created the world. So that's Dina Ka'akum. But the guy davened and he said Kiddush. He said Kiddush on Friday night also. On Friday night he doesn't do Malach. On Shabbos he has to make up Parnassus. So Moshe says, you can't say Dina Ka'akum over there. So Rav Soloveitchik apparently didn't like this. He used that as a mashal. What are you going to say? Every case you're going to judge whether his violation of Shabbos does indicate that he doesn't believe in the story of creation. It doesn't indicate. The halacha has to be objective. Can't have every halacha is going to be subjective. That's ridiculous. So that's what Tosis Tainus against Rashi over here. Nasata debarecha la shiurim. So you have to objectify the halacha. So they say it's not true that Bansa de Rabbi Yanai would need a tarka b'dinri. Rishama said across the board it has to be one dinar and shoy. The question, why should it be so? You want to objectify the halacha, but still, it doesn't correspond to reality. It's also one, Hefke Bez Nefke.
They did that, they were meant to them, that, or was this, they felt that they would be mapped on this. And how do you think Gemara, what do you do with this one?
So because Beis Shammai felt that a normal girl would be mapped on the minimum of Kuf Tzari Beis Prutas Adina, Kuf Tzari Beis, so that's it. Every girl has to be. But Bansa Der Abdiyana should be more. They want to read it. Should have been more. So Rashi says it is more. So he says, no. You have to objectify. I don't know. It's Kuf Tzari Beis Prutas for everybody. But if she's a wealthy girl, she's not going to agree to
Prutas. Everybody's going to be something else.
Everyone's going to be someone else. So I say, you can't have halacha like that. Everyone's going to be someone. Satta Devarecha Lashir. You can't say that din keeps on changing. So, all right, you objectify the halacha, but we don't understand fully why it should be so. It's a little bit along the lines of what Rava says at the end. Shalihu b'nei sol hefker. It's a takana mid rabbanan. What do you mean a takana mid rabbanan? But minatar b'shama agree with Basil that a pruta is enough. So if you give 191 prutas, kuf tzadigala prutas is no good. Minatar it is good. V'chiyesh karach laka b'kum v'yaseh. The answer is yes, that afkin rabbanan gedusha minay. So that's over here also. This says they objectified the halacha. They said that's it, standard. Since Ruba, the Ruba of the women, were according to Bishama, would be Makbin 192 prutas, so that's the objectified, that's the din, even at Bansa de Rabiana.
Tosos seemed to say that was the Umdana, that she knows when she's sending a Shaliach that the Shaliach is only going to accept that amount.
Yeah.
So they're not saying that they're saying that's the
Umbinah
for the
Tanzit
Ergana as well.
So you get involved in psychology, so you have to ask psychologists. Every time a Shabbat is going to come up, in Kiddush, they have to call in the psychologist. Every case is going to be different.
That everyone is assumed as a dinar, and once we establish that amount, everyone knows that we're going to Mashal Shaliyah.
Okay. So, Rahamah. So one explanation is my time of the Beis Shammai. Why did Beis Shammai say that you need. And call out Torah Kula, the din is Chamish Putta saying, the Mishnah in the end of Azov. Why all of a sudden over here? Should it be different from Beis Hill? Beis Hill said a Putta, right? So one explanation is it's a Takana of the Rabbanu, Shaluhu Menetzol Hefkin. But the third, Beis Shammai really agrees, Beis Hill. The other explanation is, no, it's not a Takana of the Rabbanu, Hefke Bezna Hefke. Afkin Rabbanu Kedush Menin. No, it's a din there, right? It's based on the psychological umdine. Psychological umdina, and that's why Isha Makperis, it's a psychological umdina. Then the Gemara has a third explanation that it's a din deraisa, not because of psychological umdina, din deraisa, but here they write it, two versions of what's the din deraisa. Where is it? Rabbi Yosef Amar, here 10 lines from the bottom, Yud Aleph Min Aleph. Rabbi Yosef Amar Tamay the Beis Shammai Kedi Rabbi Yuda Amar Ravasi. Rabbi Yuda Amar Ravasi. In the days of the Tanaim, they had two monetary systems that were running at the same time. Look, we have in the United States and Canada have the same system. You have pennies and nickels and dimes and quarters, half a dollars and dollars. So sometimes the Canadian dollar is worth more than the American dollar. Sometimes American dollar is worth more than Canadian dollar. Different years, So here they had two monetary systems running. Both systems had all of those coins. What are the coins? They had Pruta in Musmason and Kudraken and Yisorim and all these things in a dinar. But the Kesef Tzuri system, every penny, nickel, dime, quarter, etc., dollar, was worth eight times the exact same coin than the Kesef Medina system. So when you have a din in the Tanakh or din in the Chumash that says how much money, so which monetary system are you talking about? So that's what Amar Rav Yuda, Amar Rav Asi, he says, Kol Kesef Hama Batorah, if it's a din in Chumash, what do you have a din in Chumash? So Chamishim Shekel of Aynes HaMefak, Meir Shekel of Moiti Shemra, Machtes HaShekel of Shkolim, Chamishim Shkolim for Pigyon HaBen, Shloshim Shekel Shalebet, Efer Shoramud kills an Ebek 90. The Baal HaShar pay Shloshim Shekel, so all of those, you have to pay Kesef Tzuri. And if it's Shaldivreim, if it's not a Pasuk Chumash, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the rabbis, the Tanoim, instituted a din, so then when they're talking, so they use their language. The Kesef Medina was the coins that they used to use in every day in business and dealings. So when they make up a din, the Rabban, that's Kesef Medina. Fine. So how does this explain my time at the Beis Shammai? So why did Beis Shammai say you cannot be Mekadosh and Ishan? Kol HaTorah Kula, the din does depend on a pruta. Why all of a sudden over here does it depend on a dinar? Why does it depend on a dinar? So here there are two versions. So Rashi and Rabbi Yisrael Shal Rashi. The Rashi is on the base. The Yud Aleph on the base is a very long Rashi there. So he talks and he talks and he talks, and then on the sixth of the line of Rashi, there's a period, and he says, "Rabbi Seina Mefarshim." His Rabbein have a pshat, and Rashi is not happy with that. He disagrees. So Tosis quotes this long arichas till Ad Kan Loshonam. Tosis goes for 30 lines. The first 30 lines in the Tosis on Yud Aleph on the base, Ad Kan Loshonam, and they quote all Rashi, and they hold like Rabbi Yisrael Shal Rashi. They don't agree with Rashi. So Poshe the Machlokes in history over here. So Rashi assumes that the smallest coin, the smallest denomination in the Kesef Tzuri system is the Mo'a Kesef. That's 32 Prutas. There is no Pruta. Pruta is Shel Nechoshes. And the Kesef Tzuri system was Kesef is silver. There's a din of Kesef and Shavi Kesef. So Kesef doesn't mean silver. Kesef means cash, legal tender. It can be another. It probably can even be paper money. I'll be pashtus. That was the Chassam Sofer came up. There's a contradiction in the Tshuvas of the Chassam Sofer, where the paper money has a din of kesef on it. Pashto says it should have the din of kesef. It shouldn't be shtar. It says printed on it. This is a legal tender. You have to accept it. The government has the right to declare. You have to accept it for all the chayvus. If someone owes you money, you have to accept it. Pashto says that that's kesef. Chassam Sofer has a stira. Some places it says it is kesef. Sometimes it says not kesef. So we. So with respect to Pinyan Masusheni and Pinyan Aben, we don't treat it like Kesef. That's Isa Beheta. So there we say it's Dina Kishtar. It's not good. But again, to Shvur Deraisa, let's say I lent you $100 in cash, with dollar bills. So I say I lent you paper money. So you say, Einish Boy Malash Doris. There's only going to be a Shvur Derabbanan. So the Paschim assume, no, that's a real Shvur Deraisa. But again, the Dina Maman is. He said that it is kesef. And again, he said that there. That's where the Chassam Sofer came up with this idea that you treat it like a shtar. You don't treat it like engu for a moment.
I think the Oinig Yom Tov says paper money should have been a shalva kesef because he says regular money, like the silver was in the money. But paper, yeah. It's like there's no shabbos in paper itself.
Uh-huh.
So it should have been a shalva kesef.
Okay. Shalva kesef is usually good. I mean, for Maaseh Sheni, for Pinyan Maaseh Sheni,
yeah.
Wouldn't be good. Other things that would be good. For Pidyon Aben would be good. Okay? Oinig Yom Tov has another idea also. He talks about the stira in the Chassam service. I think Oinig Yom Tov suggests it depends on the size of the paper money. You see, by us in America, the $1 bill, the $2 bill, the $5 bill, $10 bill, $100 bill, the same size. In other countries, the bigger the denomination is, so the bigger the piece of paper is. So you can tell by looking at it right away how big it is. You can tell what it is. So he has such an einfall that just like on the coins, there's a difference in the intrinsic value. So that's called kesef. So if you have $100 bill is bigger than a $1 bill, so then it's called kesef. But if everything is the same size, like in America, the $1 bill, $100 bill, $1,000 bill, if there is such a thing, I don't know, it's all the same size. So he says that then it's called. Then it's not called. Then it's not called kesef. It's a shver. Okay, so the different opinion is about. They quote Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan that he held Mikir Adin not like the Chassam Sofer. He held Mikir Adin that paper money is considered kesef. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan is more d'asra here. Got to at least say what he said. Even if you don't follow it, you got to at least mention what he said. Okay. Nahamal. So Rashi's opinion is that the smallest coin that they have in the kesef tzuri system was a mo'o. Which was the value of 32 prutas. So when the Gemara says, it's a din deraisa. It's not a psychological, it's not a din based on psychology. See, this Gemara led one of the professors from the Jewish Theological Seminary printed a book many years ago that all the machlekes and the shas between Meisham and Besilvel is because the Meishamai were wealthier than Besilvel, they were poor. The wealthy people are usually, there were more poor people than there are wealthy people. So that's when the Gemara and Bishamai were always in the minority, because there's a small group of wealthy people, and the poor people are many more. So Bishamai came up, Ishamach Peres Alatzma, the rich girls will be along the lines of Bansa the Rabbi Yanai, not as much as Rabbi Yanai, they'll insist on three kavim of Tarkave the Dinra, they'll insist on one Dina. And Basila were very poor. So they try to make it that every machleik of Bisham Basila is just depends whether you're poor or you're rich. There never was a. They gave a psak for the rich people, they gave a psak for the poor people. Yeah. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't like that. In halacha, we objectify all the halachas. There are reasons why they make takanas the rabbanon, but dinim deraisa, you don't judge based on your status in society and you say for everybody like that. So Nachamal, so what did Rabbi Yosef say? Rabbi Yosef Amar, the reason for Bisham is kid the Rabbi Yudah Amar Ras, his tam kesef Amar Torah, is kesef tzuri. So kesef tzuri, the smallest coin is a mo'o. So mo'o is 32 prutas. So why did the Bishamai say, so Rabbi Yosef Shal Rashi say, no, the smallest coin in that system is a dinar. There is no mo'o. There is no mo'o in the kesef tzuri system. The smallest coin in the kesef tzuri system is the dinah, which is kuf tzadik based prutas. All right, so that we understand. But according to Rashi, who doesn't agree with Rabbi Yosef, Rashi disagrees with Rabbi Yosef, and the Tosafot quotes it, that long Tosafot. So according to Rashi, if the smallest coin is a mo'or, so why did Beshama say that for Kesef Kedushin you need a dinar, which is Kuf Tzarek Beis Prutas, should be enough 32 Prutas. So that's where Rashi borrows from the Gemara later. He says, in Kol HaTorkula the din of whenever there's a din Chomish Prutas, whenever there's a din of Maman HaShavas Aveda, in a Shavua Aved Echod, in Kinyan Karka, in Kinyan Metalta, in Kinyan everything. Binyan Hegdash, everything depends on a Shavar Pruta. So it should have been a Shavar Pruta here too. But the Pasuk says, Kicha Kicha, Mr. Ephraim. It says he paid Kesef, Abameh Shekel Kesef, he paid in Kesef. So you see that already Pruta is no good. Because in Kol Kesef Amma Torah, Kesef Tzuri. So, and you're learning out Kicha Kicha, Mr. Ephraim. So you don't learn out that Kiddushin always has to be Abameh Shekel Kesef Ulasecha, that you don't learn out. But it has to be Kol Kesef Amma Torah, has to be Kesef Tzuri. So it has to be at least a mo'a, 32 prutas. Why did they jump to make it into 192 prutas, a dinar? So the answer is, Rashi says, given that pikta me pruta, here's the Rashi, yud aleph and min aleph, five lines from the bottom. Given that pikta me pruta, b'shama yigri and kol atarkula, all the dinim, hashavas aveidem, pinyana, everything does depend on a pruta. But here, because you're learning kichli kichem istay ephron, so you say you need more than a pruta, you have to have a double chashuv. You have to, because the smallest amount of money in the Kesef Tzuri system is a mo'o, which is 32 prutas. Kem na piktem a pruta, alma mida de chashiv is boyok mu adinam. Kedele kamon, as the Gemara says later. Where does the Gemara have that later? The Gemara has it later in a different hesber. That's on the top of Yud Beis Amar Aleph. That's about seven lines from the top. Given that pikta miputa k'mu adina. The Gemara has it in another context, in a totally different context. So that's what Rashi learns. The smallest coin is a mo'o, but in Kol HaTarkula the shir normally is pruta, even according to Beis Shammai. Over here it's kicha kicha m'stei Ephron. So given that pikta miputa saving more. So Taisa disagrees with Rashi. What's the tushdom? The end of this long Tosis on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. They say that Gemara that has that later on the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, but that's when you're talking about Giroi and Kestev. But if you're talking about over here, Kiddushe Isha, so it says, the Sati Kesev Asad the Kach Memeni, he says Kesev, the smallest coin in Chumash, the Kesev Tzuri, smallest coin in Kesev Tzuri is a Mor, so leave it at a Mor. What do you mean, Kivna Piktim Pruto Kmoda? It was never a Piktim Pruto. It never was a Pruto in the first place. Kala Torakula, the din is Pruto because it never says the word Kesef. But here it says, Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron. By Stephan, it says, Tati Kesef, I saw the Kachli many. It says Kesef. So the smallest coin should be a more. Why do you say a Piktim? It's not a Piktim. It wasn't in the running. Pruto wasn't in the running because it says the word Kesef. It says it's not the same as that Gemara. No Tsushto. So that's what leads Tosis to believe that the rabbis of Shal Rashi are right, that the smallest coin in the monets in this Kesef Tzuri system was a dinar. So that's why, that's the first hesber. The two versions of why it should be a dinar. So Rabbi Yosef's version is higher than the time in the Beis Shammai, because called Kesef Amatar Stam is Kesef Tzuri. So Kesef Tzuri, the smallest coin, is not a piktim dinar, given a piktim puto kmuya dinar. No, the smallest coin is a dinar. That's the first version. Then the Gemara has later another version of this, not the way Rabbi Yosef said, but rather like this. It says in the Chumash, here, on Yud Beis Amar Aleph, a few lines from the top, it says in the Chumash that there's yield. When you buy an Omar Vriya, Asher lo yada. Then it says, "V'macheres yikachlo." And if he marries another wife, "Sheuksus v'anosu lo yigra." So he kisha kasev lacheres to do yud on the Amo Ivriya is compared to marrying a regular girl. So Yehud on the Yamaha Evriya, the Gemara says over here, when you buy an Amah Evriya, the Rambam quoted this, and we discussed this already. The Gemara has it in here, about 10 lines from the bottom, Yud Aleph and Beis. The line begins with the word Rab Shimon and Lakish Aimer. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. The line begins Rab Shimon and Lakish Aimer. Ayin Tamay de Beis Shammai. Shlokish lived in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, he lived in Babel, but they settled. They both say the same thing. Beis Shammai Shita is a din derais. It's not a din derabana like Rabbi said. Kadesh lo hu ben Yisrael hefker. It's not a din that's based on psychology. Ein isha makperes al atzma. It's a din deraisa, but whereas Rav Yosef thought it's a din deraisa based on Rav Yudah Amar Rav Asi, kol kesav amator kesav tzuri, he, Resh Lakish, comes with a different angle. The pasuk is ikisha kosav lo acheres, because it says in acheres ikach leisha sheir ksusu enosa lo yigra. So the shaila is, when you buy an Amah Hevriya, how much do you buy her for? So the pashto says you should be able to buy her for a pruta. So he says, wrong. Ta'ayin ta'mayir de Beis Shammai, the last 7 lines on your Aleph on the Beis, kidecheskeh, the Omer cheskeh, what did he have to say? Omer kra behefto, there's an institution of giroi and kesef. Asher lo ya'oda behefto. It's really a mitzvah, yiyud kodemus le mitzvah pediyot. That's the mission at the end of the first parak in Pchoiris. First parak in Pchoiris is about Pidyon Petach Hamor. So the Pesuk says, Petach Hamor tifte b'seh, the melosifte b'araftoi. So more correct is to do Pidyon b'seh, or to do Pidyon b'shlokas. The Gemara says, if you do Pidyon b'seh, let's say the Petach Hamor, when it's born, is worth $100. It's going to grow up, it's going to become worth a lot of money. So now it sells for $100. It was just born. So if you give a set, even though the set is only worth $5 or less, tifte b'seh. If you don't want to give seh, if you want to give tuna fish, canned tuna, so you have to give so many cans of tuna, that's worth it. That the hamar is worth $100. So the Gemara said you can be poided bishlokas with cooked vegetables or with a gefilte fish or with chicken or whatever you want to give, but you have to give the shavias, however much it's worth. You have a brera. So the Mishnah says, the end of the first parak, the whole first parak deals with pinyan petach hamar. So it says, mitzvahs pindiyo kodemus le mitzvahs arifa. More correct is to do either tifta b'seh, however much the seh is worth. Seh is worth $5, even though the petach hamar is worth $100. Or you give something else that's worth tak $100. Vim lo sifte bar after. Second best is to do arifa. So then the Mishnah gives you other things that A is kodem to B. And the Chumash gives you a choice. So the Mishnah says, mitzvahs yibum kodemus le mitzvahs chalitza. More correct is to do yibum rather than do chalitza. Then the Gemara says, in Yevamos Nadaf Lametes on the base, that Rabbi Sholeimer, mitzvahs chalitza kodemus le mitzvahs yibum. Why? Because if you're going to do yibum, you have to do it l'shma. If you do the yibum not l'shma, you only do the yibum because the girl is wealthy, or because the girl is very good looking, or the girl's from a miyuchas nika family, some side reason. If you don't do the Yibum, the Shem Mitzvah, you do it, the Shem some ulterior motive that motivates you to do the Yibum, it's Kipagea Be'erva, you're in violation of the Yisr Eshesach. Eshesach is an Yisr Koris, and it's only Mutah to marry the Yibama if you do it, the Shem Shammai. So the Rishonim say, Reb Chaim Oiz, as it true, he quotes that in the Nebuki Yisr said, it's only made the Rabban, the whole Abishol is only made the Rabban. And then the question is whether we still, so the Gemara says clearly, there was a generation where they paskan like Abishol. The Mishnah Rishonah, the original Psak HaMekubal was like it says in the Mishnah, Mitzvahs Yibum, Kodemus LeMitzvahs Chalitz, and then they changed the Psak. Mishnah Achreina said the later consensus changed in the days of the Tanoim, the Mitzvahs Chalitz, Kodemus LeMitzvahs Yibum. Then the Shaila was, did they change back again to reverse the Psak a third time? So that's how the Svardim hold. They went back again, and it's Bizman Azeh, it remains Mitzvahs Yibum, Kodemus LeMitzvahs Chalitz, or no? It stayed like that, mitzvahs chalitza, kademus le mitzvahs yibum. That's what the Ashkenazim for many centuries follow Abishol, that the Rabbanim, we don't permit anybody to do, except in very rare cases, we don't permit anyone to perform a yibum, we insist everyone has to do chalitza, because we're not so convinced that anybody's doing the Shem Shammai. They're doing it, if she wouldn't be good looking, he wouldn't agree to marry her. He wouldn't do the yibum. And the Svardim assumed that the Psak was reversed back again a second time. And the psak is the mitzvah siv miska demis la mitzvah chalitza. You ignore, there is no such din the rabban. It's what Rabbi Shaul.
If you hold it in the book of Yosef, how they uproot this with the zerabana?
Rather than do, the Torah says you have an option, more correct, it's to do this. So they said, don't do that mitzvah, do this mitzvah instead.
That's called
you're telling them to do a less significant mitzvah. The Torah gives you the option. The Torah recommends it's preferable to do A rather than to do B. So they said, we recommend don't do mitzvah A, do mitzvah B instead. In rare cases, we permit the person to do evil, but very rare instances. Usually, we will always recommend you shouldn't do that mitzvah. That's called Sheva Al Tasa. Don't do the more preferred mitzvah, do the less preferred mitzvah. Nahamo. So there's a din.
What if she wants to do evil?
Even if they both want, we don't permit it. Even if they both want, we don't permit it.
She's desperate, she'll be out on the street.
What?
She's desperate, she'll be out on the street. She wants to be married.
We don't, Ashkenazim wouldn't permit it, right? They're not so good. They both have to be dul l'shem shamayim. They both have to do l'shmo. One of the Maritzchayis, on that Gemara, Lamed Tes on the Beis and Yibamis quotes a Maisa Shehoya, that there was once a man whose brother died and he left no descendants, and he decided, his sister-in-law was very good looking, he decided he's going to do Yibum. So the rabbis didn't permit him. So he took them to court. And he said, they don't allow me to observe what it says in the Bible. It says in the Bible, I marry my sister-in-law. It was Mutter going to Dina Machusa. So he said, that's what it says in the Bible. The rabbis are giving me a hard time. So the rabbi had to explain. It could have been the Nadi Behuda. I don't remember who it was. He said, Your Honor, when they were in court, he said to the judge, you knew the guy who died. He says, yeah. He says, you know, he was very promiscuous. He used to run around. Even though he was married, he used to run around with other girls also. So he said, yeah, he knew him. So he says, we're afraid that maybe he had a child from one of his other girlfriends. And the din is that if he has any child from anybody, we're afraid that maybe he had a child from a Jewish prostitute. So the judge said, I agree with you. So the Maritz Chayis quotes that it's a mitzvah lefarsim for that reason. Why? They say, you don't need Abishol's takonah d'rabban. Maybe the guy had a child from a girlfriend, from a Goyish girlfriend, so it's not called, it's not Mesiach HaZachra, but if it's from a Jewish girlfriend, then the Bein is Mesiach HaZachra.
Why do you need to come on to the fact that he had a kid? If he was Mezana with when he was married to the first wife, then he can't do Yibum anyway, no? I'm sorry, that wasn't
that. Yeah. So again, so the Mishnah there has, it starts off mitzvahs, pinyan petach hamar mitzvahs, b'yadidiyah, kodamis l'mitzvahs, harifa. Then it has also mitzvahs, even kodamis l'mitzvahs, chalitza. Then it has this din, when you have an amo hevriya, mitzvahs, yud, more correct is you should do yud. And if there's too big an age gap, I'm way older, the girl is only 10 years old. So it does make sense. I'm 75 years old. I'm going to marry a girl who's only 10 years old. So im lebno yodet, my son is also too old for the girls. Also not reasonable. Too big an age gap. So im lebno yodet. And if not, then you do mitzvahs yud koydemus le mitzvahs bediyah. And if you don't do yud, then second best is that you do bediyah. So the Gemara says, the hefto melamish megaras mi pinyana v'yotza. What do you mean megaras mi pinyana v'yotza? Let's say if I bought her for $6,000, she only works for 6 years. When did I buy her? Normally a girl becomes a naira at the age of 12. So if I bought her on my rear, she's already 10 years old. She's only going to be working for me for 2 years. So if I bought her for $6,000, that's $3,000 for the first year, $3,000 for the second year. So if a year goes by and she wants to buy out her freedom, or the father wants to buy out her freedom, so you do giro and kesef. The adon has no right to say, I'm only going to release her to let her go free. I bought her as an amayvriya, so I have a right to hold on till she becomes a naira. When she's a naira, v'yatzachinim ein kesef, then she goes free. Comes in and say, I don't want to release her to freedom unless someone pays me $1 million. I want back more than I paid for her in the first place. He has no right to say that. It's halacha migaras mipidyon v'yotzis. if he paid $6,000 to have her for 2 years, even though she probably is going to do more work the second year than the first year, as she keeps on getting older and older, she can do better work. When she's a little child, she can only do babysitting, wash a couple of dishes. What can she do? When she's closer to godless, the older she gets, she's more valuable, she can do more work. But still, the Xeris HaKosva says, you prorate the amounts. If he paid $6,000 for 2 years, so $3,000 for each year, so if she has $3,000, she can buy her freedom for the second year. She only has $1,500, so she has to wait till the half year is left till the end, till her 12th birthday, and then she'd be migaras mipidyon of yotzes. So the pasuk says the hefto v'lamin she migaras mipidyon of yotzes, that there's an institution of Giroi Kesef. Fine. So the Gemara says, when you bought the Yom HaHivri in the first place, how much did you have to pay for her in order that you should be kind to her? The father sells his daughter, so the din should have been, it should be bepruta. Like when you sell karka, you can sell a karka bepruta, and you mekadish. We pass on like Vasily, mekadish and isha bepruta. Everything, chamish pruta saying, everything is a pruta. So here it's not bepruta. Chizkiyo comes up with this din, kid chizkiyo. You cannot buy an omer v'yeh bepruta, because then, after a little while goes by, she wants to be megaras mepidyon v'yotzos, she can't buy out her freedom with less than a shavar puto. And the pasuk says you have to prorate it, you have to figure out. So if you only bought her for a pruta, so there's nothing to be megare mepidyon about. So when you buy, and so why not say, so I bought an omer v'yeh, and you can't be megare mepidyon. So she won't be able to yotze. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says on the last line on the base, the last two lines. Maybe the Torah says like this: if you bought her for a dinar, 192 prutas tigareya a pruta, then she can buy out her freedom. If she has a pruta, she has to be megare, but you're at least to give her pruta. So if he bought her for 192 prutas, then she could be megare mepidyona the next day, the next week, the next month, the next year. You'll prorate it for sure. Echad yaivla pruta, if you bought her for a pruta, then there's nothing to be megare. So there won't be any Giroi Kesef. Why does Chizkiyo say that you cannot buy an omer v'yeh for less than a dinar? Why can't you buy an omer v'yeh for a pruta? Mar says, no. Why not say if you bought her for a pruta, lo tegare a klal? So you can't do your rank. Once lo salgadaita, can't be. Do me the yud. Why? Ma yud. Afagab di boy miyad di boy lo miyad. If you don't want to do yud, you don't have to. But nonetheless, kalechad ala matz miyad lo habiz vina zvina. That's a gemara later. Rashi quotes from Yud Ches on the base. The Rashi on the top of Yud Beis and Aleph. And the third line, Rashi writes, ba'amal kamon Yud Ches on the base. Ein aver yashodam ein avir. The father is not allowed to sell it, doesn't have the ability to sell it to Kroivim. He can't sell it to his son, because the son can't marry his sister. There's no possibility of Yud. And the son can't marry her to his son. There's no Yud Aben either, because the nephew is not allowed to marry an aunt. An uncle is permitted to marry a niece, but a nephew is not allowed to marry an aunt. It's Pesukim Chumash. That's the Gemara later. If it'll be an Iser Erva. So just like the Gemara says, do me the Yud. Ma Yud Avgab, di boy miyadi boy lo miyadi. If he does want to do Yud, you have no ability to sell an Amo Hevriya if you can't possibly lead up to Yud, because Yud is a mitzvah. That's the halacha. You have no right to sell your daughter as an Amo Hevriya if you can't lead up to Giro and Kesef. That's what we said from Rav Velbel Soloveitchik when we were learning this a while ago. So we said, the Minchas Chinuch is bothered with the Kasha. Why is it called, the Mishnah is Loshen at the end of the first parak in Chorvus is, Mitzvahs Yiyud Kodemes Le Mitzvahs Giro and Kesef, Mitzvahs Pediyo. Mitzvahs Yiyud is a Mitzvah on the Odom. He should do Yiyud or Libno Yiyudeno. It's a Mitzvah Yiyud. Who's the Mitzvah Giro and Kesef? Is a Mitzvah on the Odom to do Giro and Kesef? She can do Giron Kesef Bal Karcha, whether he wants it or not. If she has the money, her father has the money, you can do Giron Kesef Bal Karcha. How is that called the mitzvah and the odon to participate in the Giron Kesef? He can do the whole thing Bal Karcha, whether he has a smile or they can do it against his wishes. What do you call it? He doesn't understand. Why is it called the mitzvahs giron kesef? Well, Belbel Salavitch suggested maybe these few lines, maybe that's the answer. Do me the yud, the top three lines over here. That yud is a mitzvah im lebet. Ashelo yada is the kriya ksiv. It says ashelo yada with an aleph, and the kriya is ashelo yada. It's a mitzvah that he should do the yud atzmai. So yud is a mitzvah, and if he can't lead up to yud, we say paskin machlekes, we paskin ain't a meichel ekrov. He can't sell your daughter as an amayvia to krov him who have an iser erva that it can't be kedushin tov, because you have to have the ability of leading up to the mitzvah. So too giroin kesef is called the mitzvah the main afkemina. It's a mitzvah on the odon. It's a mitzvah that you can't buy an amar every if it can't possibly lead up to giron kesef. That was the suggestion over here. That was Rav Dovla's suggestion to answer the kasha of Minchas Chinuch. That's why the Mishnah calls it mitzvahs giron kesef. So nachmo.
Which case wouldn't you have giron kesef?
If you bought the amar every for less than a dinar, if you bought it for a pruta, the din should have been. You should be able to buy for a puta, same as buying karka, according to Beis Hillel, same as being kaddish and isha. Everything depends on a puta. So buying an amarviya should also be a puta. So the pasuk says no, you can't buy her for a puta because then it won't be able to, chizkia said, then it won't be able to lead up to giro and kesef. So even though it should have been a puta, but kevin, so the gemara says, why does it have to be 192 prutas? Chizkia says the minimum amount of money you can pay to buy an Amar Ivriya is 192 prutas a dinar. How do you jump from one pruta to another two? You have to buy a minimum of two prutas to buy an Amar Ivriya so it can lead up to Giron Kesef. After she'll do half the work, so she'll buy her way out with one pruta, or pay a pruta even though she didn't do half the work. She has to be able to give a pruta. So why does it have to be 192 prutas? So that's what the Gemara says. Maybe it'll be two prutas, maybe palga the din, maybe shtei prutas. And for the Gemara, came and I picked him a pruta, should have been a pruta, but it has to be able to lead up to giron kesef. So once you say it should have been a pruta, but the halacha requires more, ukmu adina, so we move it up to a higher amount. So we move it up to kuf tzarek base prutas. That's what the Gemara says. So this is the other. There are three shittas here, whether Bishama is a din derais, a din derabbanan, or a din based on psychology. So if it's a din derais, if it's a din, the one based on psychology is also a din derais. Ishamak peros alat is also a din derais. But it's not based on psychology. That's based on, and these two versions are not. So the two versions that are not based on psychology, so the one version is the original version of Rabbi Yosef. Hayin tamay de Bishamai. So it can't be a pruta because there is no pruta in the kesef tzuri system. So why did it become a dinar? So Rabbi Yosef Shal Rashi said the smallest coin in the kesef tzuri system is the dinar. So that's what has to be a dinar. And Rashi doesn't agree. Rashi says no, the smallest coin in the kesef, the smallest denomination in the kesef tzuri system is the mo'ah. So how did Beis Shammai say that has to be a dinar? Should be a mo'ah. So the answer is no. Kevin that picked it. Beis Shammai agreed to Beis Hillel on the Chomish Prutas. So there should have been over here also a Pruta. So Kevin that picked a Mi Pruta, Okmu Adina, that's where Rashi had Zan, Kedila Kamon, as the Gemara says later. Gemara doesn't say it within Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara says it within Reish Lakish. Gemara says, and that's what Tosfos is not happy. Tosfos on the basis it's not a no Tzushtam. Yeah. So Reish Lakish. So that's a machlokes. Rashi and Rabbi Yosef Shal Rashi. How do you understand this? Is it that the smallest coin in the kesef tzuri system is the dinar? That's Rabbi Yosef Shal Rashi. No, the smallest coin in the kesef tzuri system is a mo'or, but kivin apikte mi pruto, okmura means you want more, so the masar kasal lachachamim, so you move it up to a dinar. He spoke the other day about la masar kasal lachacham. So yes, where was the original place? Somebody said by Malacha and Chalamoy. Someone else said other cases. Well, what do we have? Chukasakim, right. So there's a big Talmud Chacham in Flatbush, Rabbi David Cohen. He has more Svarim than we have a lifetime to read. That's fantastic Svarim. That's all safe on this. Lamasar Kasav Al Chacham. So he collects all the places in Shas and Mishanim Achrayim where they have this idea. I'm sure he has all these cases there. So this Rashi has it over here. Tosfos has it. So the first version is first version of the Bishamai, that it's a din deraisa, not based on psychology, based on a din, is kol kesef amator kesef tzuri, and either the smallest coin in the kesef tzuri system is dinar, that's Rabbi Yosef Sharashi, or the smallest coin is more, but kevin apikte mipruto kmu adina. And Tais is not happy with that. And then the second version of this was Rish Lakish, the last eight lines on Yud Aleph on the base. That what? No, you don't start Kesef Hama Bater Kesef Tzuri. But rather you say that what? It says, Imacheres Yikachlo. Ikisha Kosev Lacheres. There's a comparison between an Amo Evriya and getting married to a regular wife. That's a Gemara later. Imacheres Yikisha Kosev Lacheres. So here, Chizkiya says, when you purchase an Amo Evriya, you cannot purchase the Amo Evriya with a pruta, you have to give a minimum of a dinar. Why do you have to give a minimum of a dinar, 192 prutas? It should have been a pruta, because kol atarkula d'shir is pruta. Kim na piktem a pruta, al kmo a dinar. The Gemara has it over here, that's far. So when you buy an Amo Hevriya, you have to buy her for a minimum amount. When the Odin buys her from the father, he has to pay a minimum amount of a dinar in order to be able to do Giro and Kesev, and Hikisha Kosev Lacheres, they're getting married to a normal girl as compared to purchasing an Amo Evriya, they're getting married. That's where Beis Shammai got their Shita. You have to have a dinner, 192 prutas. So there are four explanations of Beis Shammai. Two are halachic explanations why it's a din deraisa. One is Rava, it's a takana derabon and hefker, shaloi hub and I still hefker. And the fourth explanation is the psychological umdina, that we want to objectify the halacha, so we say it's always going to be, whether she's a multi-millionaire, so it's always going to be a dina, not going to be a tarka with a din. And Rashi is not happy with that. He says, yes, Masara Kosala Chacham, you have to keep on judging in each case objectively, how much would she agree to marry him for? Shai, so that is the Gemara. But with all of this explanation, we don't paskin like the Bisham, we paskin like Bisham, but it's not Bittul Torah. When we discuss Bisham and Shita, it's also based on Midrash HaTorah and Reshes, so we get Tzchar. We knew in advance that we don't paskin like Bisham, but when we discuss Bisham and Shita, that's called Eilu B'Yelad Yivu L'Kimchaim. It's a Chefta Shal Torah, so you get Tzchar for learning Torah. Okay. We left out a topic, I may as well cover it now. The gist of the Gemara, the whole Yudam base, in the first 10 lines on Yudam Manalev, is that Min HaTorah Arusa Ocheles B'Truma. And it's only with the Rabbanon that we don't permit the Arusa to eat Truma. The Gemara quotes two different reasons for it. One reason is Chashin Le Simpo, that's 10 lines from the bottom of Yudam the base. Chashin Le Simpo, it may turn out that the girl has some major mum, and a major mum, so it's a kiddush etos, so she's not married to the kohen. He was mekadesher, but it turns out to be a kiddush etos. He didn't know that she has a glass eye, a wooden leg. She's not healthy. She's missing all her teeth. She has a young girl, only 18. She's missing all of her teeth. She has false teeth. If he would have known, he would never have married her. She's a balasma. Okay. So that's simple. He made so that with the Rabbanah we don't allow it to eat the truma. And the other reason is Shematashka Lachelachsa, that's Kidda Ula. That's the top line of Yeral from Anala. Ula is the one who said Shematashka. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? My Benayu. Right before the two dots, 9 lines from the top of Yeral from Anala. My Benayu, what's the difference? Whether the reason for the Xer the Rabbanah is simple, the reason for the Gzer the Rabbanah Shematashke Leachel Uliach Yosel, so the difference is Kiva Masa B'Holah. Whenever the reason for the Gzer doesn't apply, and then the Gzer doesn't apply. That's what it says in this Gemara. There's Gzer the Rabbanah Avalom Rechachamim. That's what Rabbi Yudah ben Maseri sent a message to Rabbi Yechanan ben Bagbat. Aval Maeser Amar Chachamim, the rabbis made Gzer the Rabbanah. Whatever the reason is, and whenever the reason applies, whenever the reason doesn't apply, the Gzera doesn't apply. So the Rashba asked the Kasha, where was it? Memheim based is a thesis there in Kiddushin. Nimtza Zara Lamafreya. The thesis points out it's not going to be a Zara deraisa. Menatarishis Arusa Achelis Betruma. Arusa Achelis Betruma. It's just going to come out she's not a Nesua. So Tosfos says, and even though the reason for the Gzera the Rabbanon, where does Tosfos have it? The Avogav, the second line in the Tosfos, and into Zohar Lamafreya. The Avogav, the Lashay Chalcha, lo Mishim Simcha, lo Mishim Shem Yimzegu, neither reason applies, given Nichnas Elochup, etc. As Tosfos says, Lafilach, Lachilcha, Chachamim, Ben Arusa, Larusa, it's a loyplug rabbanon, that's what they say, loyplug rabbanon, mizu lezu, sure, even when the reason doesn't apply. So it's astira, the Rashba is astira. The Gemara, the Pharish, Yud Aleph, Amin Aleph, Kiba Masa B'Halach, whenever the reason doesn't apply, we're talking about this Gzera, that Arusa should need Truma. The Gemara said, whenever the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, the Gzera doesn't apply, their thesis proves from the Gemara, B'Hechrech, even when the reason doesn't apply, Zera still applies. So that's the Rashi Biskashi doesn't have a teret. So we said a while ago, we said the Nesivis wrote several Svarim in addition to the Nesivis Hamdish Barachajmish. As the Sefer HaKesubis, that's called Beis Yaakov, his name was Yaakov. That's the Sefer called Beis Yaakov. As the Sefer Torah is Gittin, on Gittin, and on Hilchas Gittin, Beis Yaakov is on Ksubis, and on Aben Ezra Hilchas Ksubis. So he says, he thinks that the teret to the Stira is Kan Lefei Mishnah Rishoyna, Kan Lefei Mishnah Achroina. The Mishnah says that the din used to be when a girl had erusin in the days of the Tanakh till the days of the Gaonim, after the days of the Gemara, there would be a long pause in between erusin and nisun, usually a year. So they would make up and they made kiddushim. They gave the ring. They had a party. They make up. They're going to do nisun by a certain date, usually a year later or less. They wouldn't schlep on more than a year. Then the Gaonim said it's not a healthy situation, so they said you have to have the Nisun immediately following the Erisin, and then we introduced the Kriyas HaKesubim in between to have Apsok, to retain the fact that there should be a pause between the two. So the Mishnah says, Higiyaz Man Veloy Nisu, the Chosen did Kiddush, and then he said he's going to have a chuppah, he's going to get a job, he's going to get an apartment, he's going to be ready to do Nisu, and the girl will move in with him by Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Comes Rosh Chodesh Kislev and he still didn't take care of it. He still didn't do the Nisun. The Mishnah says, Higiyaz Man Veloy Nisu, if the time that they made up when they made the Erisin came and it went and he still didn't do the Nisun, Achelis Mishalo, he's Mukhiv and Mezainas Ishta. Even though Menator, the Chiv Shek Sis Vyoina, he has to support his wife only sets in after Nisun. So it says, Achelis Mishalo, he's Mukhiv to support her, to give her the food and clothing. She's allowed to eat truma. Bezin shalachreim amru, the later bezin, that's called Mishnah Rishayna versus Mishnah Achreina. Mishnah Rishayna means the original psak, Mishnah Achreina means the later consensus chain. Bezin shalachreim amru, en achelis betruma, shetikonis luchuta. So what exactly is the machloikas between the Mishnah Rishayna and the Mishnah Achreina? What's the nikudas of machloikas? So there are four different explanations. Three are clear in the Gemara, and the Nesiva says he thinks this is the fourth. So the Nesiva says he thinks that these two Gemaras, the Gemara Yud Aleph and Man Aleph says that it's not a loy plug. The Gemara Mem Hei on the Bay says that it is a loy plug. He says the Gemara Mem Hei on the Bay assumed that this is the Nukudas Machloikas to the Mishnah Rishana Mishnah. Mishnah Rishana held that it's not a loy plug Rabban. The Gzera of Arusa and Achelis Betruma only applies when the reason applies. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, it's not a loy plug. And Bezin Shalachreim Amar know that it is a loy plug. Even when the reason doesn't apply, neither reason applies, still the Gzera Darabonah does apply. So we added on, according to the Nesivis' Hezbeh, that's the Nekudas HaMachloket. We added on, what does that depend on? Whether it is a loy plug or not. So we say, Ruba the Ruba of the Gzera Darabonah, over 95% there are loy plug Rabbanon. Everything was a loy plug Rabbanon. Just like on the level of the rice, there are reasons for the mitzvahs in the Torah, but the Torah doesn't give them a reason. So since the Torah doesn't give the reasons, so be paskin loy dashin in time of the court. Reb Shimon is of the opinion, Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, Bob Mitzia, that almana hashira memashkin emosi, he may take l'safa beged almana, doesn't apply, she's an almana hashira, because the whole reason for the din deraisa doesn't apply. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the din doesn't apply. We paskin The reasons for the mitzvahs is a chelik of Talmud Torah to try to figure out why did the Torah say that a ganav pays kefil and a gazlan does not pay kefil? Why did the Torah make the distinction between shavaseh, chamisha boker shalom tachas hashavah batzon, tachas haseh? The Rambam has in the Mor Nebuchim in the third chelik called Tamei Mitzvahs, the reason to say for chinuch. The Arizal, the Kabbalah, the Chassidus, everybody gives reasons. The reasons for the mitzvahs are not darshinon. It's not from the midrash Torah and Hadrash. It's from that it should regulate the application of the mitzvah. So you assume the mitzvah applies even when the reason doesn't apply. Unless you have a pasuk in Chumash where it says a mitzvah, then it says the reason right next to the mitzvah. So then you say the Torah says the mitzvah only applies when the reason applies. Whenever the reason applies, so the mitzvah doesn't apply. It says you're not allowed to marry Mayon and Mayavi. So the Ish Darka Lakadim. Ish Ein Darka Lakadim. It wasn't expected of the women they should be Makadim. So that's why Rusa Moaviyah, Ammonis and Moavis are permitted to marry into the call. Because the Chumash writes the reason right next to the Din. So called it, so the Mishkan is Yankov, had a tshuva, and the Kohelis Yankov, later Sefer. He writes, called the Tikkun Rabbanon came, there I said Tikkun. Ruba the Ruba, over 95% of the Gzeres Rabbanon. They never incorporated the Tam HaGzer into the Nusach HaGzer. They didn't tell anybody the Tam HaGzer. They didn't want to be Mepharsim. So Ruba de Ruba are Leipzig Rabbanon. In rare instances, whenever it's Bakira's Dovman HaTor, whenever they made Gzer de Rabbanon to violate a mitzvah in the Torah, then they had to say, don't wear tzitzis in the Begash of Pishtim because of this reason. You can't just say a Din de Rabbanon against a Pasuk Chumash. Or don't duchen if you have mum if panu yad v'rag. The din is yimichuyif to duchen. So they had to say don't duchen because it may draw attention. So that's what it, so whenever they had exer the rabbanon, that's bakiras dav ben atayra, it's in violation of a mitzvah. Yeshkach be'archam laka b'shei v'altase. So then they had it, and they felt compelled. They had incorporated the tam exer into the nusach exer. Whenever it's incorporated, then it's like on the level of the raisa. Called the tikkun rabbanon kein the raisa tikkun. So then, whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the gzera doesn't apply. So that's what the Beis Yankov says. The original gzera was not a loy plug. Why? Apparently, so that's what we're adding on. Maybe in the earlier generation, they felt, the Mishnah Mishaina felt, that Arusa Achelis Bitrum is a mitzvah. That's a diun Rabbi Menachem Zemba has in his correspondence with his son, in the Zer Avram. So Rabbi Menachem Zemba quotes Marmakayim as he quotes a Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos and the Chiddush HaRim. They discuss a shaila: Esh is koyin achelus b'truma. Is that a heter or is that a mitzvah? When she eats truma, does she say a bracha? She gishan b'kedushas shalom tzivano al achilas truma. Oh no, it's like behemis koyin. Behemis koyin is a heter. It's not a mitzvah. The bala behema, the koyin who's behema is eating the truma, doesn't say a bracha. She gishan b'kedushas shalom tzivano al achilas truma before he feeds the truma to the behema. No, the pashtus says it's a heter. It's not a mitzvah. So the shagla is, what about Eishes Koyin? It could be that Arusa is different from Nisua. It could be that by Arusa it's only a heter. Nisua it's a mitzvah, because it's based on two different psukim. One is Kinya Kaspa, one is Kol Torah Beis Chayochal Oisa. It could be it's a difference. So we suggested, just to add on to the Beis Hank, maybe that's the difference. The original Xera, the Mishnah Rishayna, held that that it's Akira's Dovman HaTor, that Arusa HaKelis B'Trum is a mitzvah. So they had to incorporate the Tam HaGzera into the Nusach HaGzera. So whenever the Tam doesn't apply, so the Gzera doesn't apply. And that's on Yud Aleph and Aleph. And the Mishnah Achreina, that was what they were working with on Mem Heyam and Beis. Mishnah Achreina holds no, that Arusa Achelis Betruma is only a heter. Maybe Nisu is a mitzvah. But Arusa is only a heter, it's not a mitzvah. So it's not Akira's Dov Men HaTorah. So they said they did not incorporate the Tam HaGzera into the Nusach HaGzera. That's when the Mishkan HaSakva says it was called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. Ruba de Ruba of the Dinam de Rabbanon, or pattern after the Ruba de Ruba of the Dinam de Raisa, that they did not incorporate the Tam HaGzer into the Nusach HaGzer. It's very rare that they should incorporate. And if it's Bakiras Dov Men HaTorah, then they have to. So that was what we added on to the Mishkan HaSakva. Yeah, what are the, we added on to the Beis Yankov, to the Nesivis. What are the other three Pshatim that Gemara has? So you look in the Tosis here. On Yud Aleph and Aleph, the top Tosis is quoting a chunk from the Gemara in Ksubas, Daphne Zayin. So the Gemara there in Ksubas has two suggestions. What the Machloikis, Mishnah Rishon, what is the Nikudas of Machloikis? When the Yigiyaz Ma'an is Achelis B'Truma, not Achelis Mishalo. What is it Achelis B'Truma? So the Gemara has one suggestion. Since he gives mabul and yisa chelis mishalo. So he's not gonna, he's not gonna let the girl eat at home. He's geduchta miyachid lo. He's gonna have her eat in a different location, even though he's not yet, he didn't have nisuin yet with her. He's gonna send a box of Cheerios. He's gonna buy a tuna fish sandwich. Her brothers and the sisters are gonna grab it. So they're gonna, gonna have to buy a 10 tuna fish sandwiches because everybody's going to grab it. So he says he's going to lose a lot of money. So he's going to be miyachad at a separate place for her tea. He's going to be miyachad at a separate place. So there's no chashash zerisha matashka liachel or liachisel. So if the reason for the gzera de rabbanon, shematashka, so once he gives man, his chaybin zanisel, so duch the miyachad lo, because he's afraid the brothers and the sisters are going to eat up all the food. He's going to nibble on the Cheerios that he's going to send his wife. The Arusa. There's going to be duchtim yachidlo, so there's no chashash of having them eat the truma. But if you hold in the Mishnah Achrayna held, no, the real reason for the takana de Rabbanan is really Mishum Simpa. So the Simpa, he still wasn't by the girl. He doesn't know, maybe she has a mom. Or the Gemara, that was one suggestion. This gufa was the machlekes, Mishnah Rishani, Mishnah Achrayna. What's the reason for the Gzera de Rabbanan? Mishnah Rishani held the reason for the Gzera was Shema Tashke, which no longer applies after he gives man. Because duchta miyachid lo, the Mishnah Achrayna holds that the reason why is mishum simpa. And according to the other mandama, no, they both hold mishum simpa. Mishnah Rishona holds, since he's chay b'mezaneseo, so he's going to ask his female cousins and female sisters, relatives, to go check. They didn't have a private shower and private bath. They had a public bathhouse. So they have a lot of men would bathe at the same time, a lot of women bathe. He's going to ask his female relatives, they should look at that girl, check her out to see if she has any mumen. When he does everything, it's not derech eretz, they should check her out. It's not a nice thing to say. But he's going to have to lay out money, that he's concerned, he's going to have to lay out money to give him a zainus. He does want to make an investment of laying out money if it's going to turn out that it may be a mum. So he's going to be bodik her with his krivus. He's going to ask his female relatives to be bodik. So the Mishnah Mishnah holds he gives man, he'll be by the curb with the krivus, and he's not going to give the mezainas unless he knows that there's no mum, so there's no concern of simpa. Mishnah Achrayna holds that that bedika is not enough to rely on. They're not going to be able to look so carefully. They're not on top of the girl, so she may have a wooden leg, and maybe have false teeth. They may not be able to notice it. So the problem of simpa is not taken care of until they actually get married. So these are the two pshatim that appear in Ksubas Daf Nun Zayin. The Machlekes Mishnah and Mishnah Achrayna is what's the reason for the Gzera? Or they both hold the reason for the Gzera is simple, but they argue whether the Bedika is good enough, the Bedika of Kravisa. Then the third pshat in the Machlekes appears in the Gemara in the Dorm. There's a Machlekes Hatanaim. It says in Chumash that if the girl is a Naira Hamarasa, Ovi or Baila Mefirim Nederah B'Shutfas. The Oris with the father are made from the dorm together. If the girl takes a neder after nisuin, then the baal is made for the nedarim all by himself, provided that it's in a nefesh of beno or the beno. So what if the girl takes a neder after higi azman v'loy nisu? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. So what's the machlokes hatanoim? So one opinion in the Gemara is, oh, this opinion is rejected. But the Gemara starts off, one opinion of his name, I think it's Abaye and Rabba. So one opinion of the Gemara is, the Machlekes says, maybe Higiyaz Man is Nisun. So the according to the Mishnah Rishayna, Higiyaz Man is Achelus Petruma, why? It is Nisun. According to the Mishnah Achrayna, Higiyaz Hagos Hazman is not Nisun. So the Gemara suggests, maybe that's a Machlekes on the level of the Reis, and not exactly the Rabbanon, whether the reasons apply. No, it's Machlekes whether Hagos Hazman is Nisun or not. So the Gemara said, that's identical with the Machlekes there, whether the Baal is made for the Nidorim all by himself after Hagos Hazman. And the Gemara rejects it. It's not totally Zebzeh at all. That's a different reason. That's a different reason. The Gemara doesn't like that pshat. So there are four different pshatim in the Gemara. What is the Nekudas of Machlekes between the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Achrayna? In Ksubas Nun Zayin, the Gemara only has two of the four pshatim. One pshat was, what's the reason for the Gzeira? If it's because of Shema Tashke, so that reason is off after Hagos Hazman. If it's Mishnah Simpan, the reason is still there. Then the other pshat is no. They're both Mishnah Rishon Melechan, they both are. The problem is Simpan. They argue whether Bedikas Krivus is enough to alleviate the issue, to solve the problem of Simpan. So the Mishnah Rishon held Bedikas Krivus is good enough. He's got to be Bedik B'Krivus. And the Mishnah Achronim held that it's not enough. She may still be a Balas mom and they won't notice. And the third shot is the Gemara in towards the end of Nedarim and the Pegimel, I think, that the Machlekes is whether Hagos Hazman is Nisun. And the Vesankiv said that this is a fourth pshat, that our Gemara, Kibul Masav HaLach HaGemara, holds that it's not a Loiplug, and Memheam HaBeis, the Gemara holds that it is a Loiplug. And then we added on that that depends whether Arus HaLcheles B'Trum, is that a mitzvah, or is that only a heter? But even if you hold that it's only a heter, one could argue and say that by Nesua, Balki Ishtai and Ishtai Kigufa, that's only after Nisun. During Erisin, you don't say Balki Ishtai, they're Kroivim. But it's not considered Baldover. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin. Balki Ishtai is considered more than a Krov. It's considered like a Baldover. So that's only Eftan Isun. Okay. Good enough. Okay, so tomorrow, Blina, we should start. I said over the whole Tais. There's nothing left in the Tais. So we should start Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Got to move on a little bit. Recording. Good.
Any interest in doubting it for now?
Okay. Oh. Got it. Got it. Got it.